song said, here I am, Lord, to worship you. Here I am to bow down. I don't know about nobody am, but here I am, Lord, to worship you. Here I am to say that I love you, Lord. Here I am to worship you and bow down and say that you are my God. Hallelujah. I just feel like the work has already been done. Amen. I mean, I got what the Lord want me to preach, what he want me to. I'm going to go over a little bit of it, but God is waiting for us to move. We're waiting for him to move, but God is waiting for you to get up. God is waiting for you to get stirred up. Amen. God is waiting for you to say, Lord, I don't need this crutch no more. I don't need this cane. God is waiting for you to say, Lord, I receive my blessing. I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance by faith. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God isn't he's a miracle worker. Ain't he? So here I am. You know, God is no respecter person. If he did it for one, he'll do for another. He wants to move. God want to move. Amen. God, sometimes I feel like we handcuff him with doubt. You know, being stagnated. Oh, man, God is so good. I want to thank him again for being here this morning. I want to thank him for what he already did. I believe those that applied themselves, I believe that they got what they wanted. I do. I believe somebody received a miracle. You know, I believe God came down in this place and moved by his spirit. Amen. He is good. And that thing, like I was testifying earlier today, that thing that keeps following you, that won't let you go, keep coming back. God said, that thing ain't coming back no more. You know, that thing that's been ailing you, that's been troubling you, is gone and it won't come back no more. I receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That thing that's been troubling you all your life, all week long, something new you just picked up, God said it won't return no more. It ain't coming back. It won't trouble you no more. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. It won't trouble you no more. Hallelujah. 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 Turn with me to Exodus 13. I'm not going to try to hold you. I was trying to follow the Spirit because I just feel like the work has been done. How do you feel like, I just feel like, I just don't feel like I need to try to go past what he has done. Amen. Let me read this scripture. Father, I want to thank you, Lord. First of all, I want to thank you, God, for what you've already done. I want to thank you, Lord God, for dropping down in this house, Lord God. Lord, I want to thank you for the faithful praise, Lord God. I want to thank you for the faithful move, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for deliverance this morning, God. I thank you for healing this morning, God. Lord, I thank you for every breakthrough, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for restoration, God, restoring, God. Oh, God, even the joy, God, that the enemy came and stole from your people, Lord. I thank you for restoring the joy of our salvation, Lord God. Many, God, used to be so joyful, Lord, but God, the devil came in and took, God, what you gave him, Lord. But thank you today, God, that you restored it, Lord God, and you renewed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for reviving, Lord, revival center, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today. Now, God, just this little passage, oh God, I want to be with the saints this morning, God. I pray, God, that it get down in their spirits, oh God, and that they will believe, God, that you are who you say you are, God. God, let us contend for the faith, God, that was once delivered unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me to Exodus 14. Exodus 14. And I just want to leave you with this verse. God is good. Ain't he real? I'm telling you, if you apply yourself, you get in. Get in what they say, get in where you fit in. That where you fit in. That's where you fit in. Let's go to Exodus 14. I'm going to read 10 on down to verse 13. And we're going to dismiss and let the Lord continue to have his way. Don't lose your praise. You know, when God has got you in a praise, don't you come down because you think the service got to start a certain way. If you feel like praising God, you praise God. We're going to rejoice with those that rejoice. Amen. We're going to mourn with those that mourn. But God wants you to praise him. If you still got to praise, don't you contain your praise. Tell him to hold your mule while you praise. If you don't want to praise him, amen. If you got to praise in your heart, don't praise God. I'm telling you, it will break. I'm telling you, it will break whatever it is that's got you bound, whatever it is that got you held up. It will break. It's got to break. The Lord will loose you and let you go. Yes, he will. And he says, Moses said in verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew nigh to the children of Israel, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried unto them, unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Say, look, Moses, is there not enough graves in Egypt? It's plenty of room back there. They were being sarcastic. You don't think there's enough room for us to be buried in Egypt and all that land? You know, there's plenty of room. Why you bring us out here now? God ain't bringing you nowhere for you to die. You don't die. The Bible says when they was afflicted, the more that he afflicted them, the more God multiplied them. So you don't die, you multiply. Amen. You don't die, you multiply. So why are you bringing us out here, Moses? God ain't bringing you out here in the wilderness. He ain't bringing you to the Red Sea, amen, to drop you off. Amen. God is finna show you something. If you get out, if you get into the praise, get into the worship, get into serving God, renewing your relationship with the Lord, God finna show you something. God gonna tell you. He gonna tell you what to do. Amen. And so the people, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is telling us to be still and watch him move. Amen. Be still and watch God be God. And he said, see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show you today. It don't take God long to do nothing. Amen. He can show you today. This day. This day God will show you. Not next week, not tomorrow. It don't take God long. God can show you this day if you can receive it. This day it can happen for you. He said, fear not. Be still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you this day. For the Egyptians, come on, y'all. The Egyptian who you have seen today, you shall see no more again forever. God is telling you that thing that's been bothering you, that's keep coming back on you, he said you won't see it no more. That sickness, you won't see it no more. That job issue, you won't see that problem no more. Amen. For God is getting ready to move for his people. Amen. He said the Egyptians can represent anything. It can be your pain. It can be your shame. It ain't going to come back up on you no more. Amen. It might be something new, but that problem ain't going to come no more. This job problem ain't going to come. That sickness has got to go. Amen. So God is saying, be still and know that I'm God. Amen. He will move for you if you will be still and just watch him move. Don't try to make it happen. Don't try to make it happen. You can't make nothing happen. Watch it happen. Watch God move. Amen. So he's saying this day, today, if you can receive this, you have this. Amen. If you can receive what God is saying, this day, those Egyptians, the Egyptians can represent your sickness, your finances, Whatever that Egyptian is to you, you tell him that this day I won't see you no more. this day, that back pain, I ain't having that no more. It's gone. Amen. So just be still and know that God is God. Amen. Like I said, I'm going to try to do what God already did. He already moved. Amen. Come on. If God moved for you, give him some praise. Somebody here feel like they still needed to praise God. So you praise God. We're going to praise him with you. Hallelujah. God deserved the praise. David said, if I had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough. So don't stop your praise on account of us. You keep praising because you need something. You know you need something. And you know you need something. But you need to do what she's doing. You need to do what he's doing. You need to praise God. You need to thank God for what he's going to do for you. What he's already done. How many know that God has already moved for you this morning? He moved. He moved. He moved. He moved. Hallelujah. Even though you didn't move like we thought you should move. You came up. You moved so God moved. You met him, so God met you right here this morning. So whatever that thing is gone. He said, what you see today that's troubling you, that problem, you won't see no more. Those Egyptians that had you in bondage, he said, those people that killed your brothers and sisters, that did you wrong, y'all won't see them no more. God's going to deal with them. God going to deal with them. God going to deal with the people. Amen. Amen. God got to deal with them. He wants you to keep your hands clean. Amen. He wants you to keep your life spotless. Amen. Without blemish or wrinkle. So God is finna make up the heads. He finna stand in the gap for you. Amen. They were troubled. Y'all know the story. They were trapped. Amen. They were trapped between the Red Sea. And I found out they were in a valley. Amen. Where they was at was in a valley. They between the Red Sea and the valley. And God told them to go another way. He told them he could have taken them a shorter way. He could have taken them through the Philistines' camp. But he said, y'all ain't ready to fight. He said they wasn't ready to fight. They didn't know nothing about fighting. Even though they came out harnessed, the Bible said, they came out with what they knew. What they knew how to make. They knew how to make some weapons out of sticks and pots and pans. But God said, there's a whole different weapon that you need to understand that you got. And it's him. It's me. These weapons, oh, come on, man. Our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are carnal. But our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. So if you got your blessing this morning, you need to be praising God. You need to be worshiping God. Amen. Because what troubled me ain't troubling me no more. I declare it. I decree it. And I receive it. I speak it. Hallelujah. I ain't just up here saying something. I believe in it. Y'all gonna get another testimony. You know, look, God wants somebody to glorify him. He said, I'm going to get me glory by Pharaoh. God going to get you glory by what's troubling you. Amen. But you got to open up your mouth and let him know, Lord, I will share my testimony. I will glorify you. That's what I was made for, Lord. I was made to glorify you. I was made to praise you. I was made to worship you. I was made to make him look good. Because if ain't nobody going to tell it, Brother Al going to tell it. I'm going to tell it. Amen. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? Huh? Anybody need for us to stand in the gap with them? Make up a head? Come on. All we're going to do is just agree, touch and agree. All we're going to do. Hallelujah. 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 You got to tell it, sister. You know, you can't. Look. Don't let nobody tell it for you because they can't tell it like you can tell it. What he's done for you. Amen. Tell it. That's right. You walk it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm walking up and down over here. Yes, Jesus. I stand on my feet all
He knows, don't he? Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to tell it. You got to say what God done for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll do it every time. He wants to do it every time. Hallelujah. God wants you to glorify him. He wants you to lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. God finna draw all men unto him because we gonna lift him up. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. My God. Stephanie, look. Jesus. My pain was coming back too. But I refuse. I refuse to give any ground. I said, Lord, you healed me. You touched me. Even though the pain came back, devil, you got to get out of here. That belongs to me. You can't let the devil take your blessing. A lot of people just lay down and let the devil just walk all over them. You know, still having pity parties. No, I learned to have a praise party. I learned to walk this thing out with the Lord. Amen. How can two walk except they be in agreement? God is good. He is so good. He deserved praise, worship, don't he? He deserved it. Hallelujah. And that thing that's bothering you, that's keep coming back up on you, you won't see it no more. You better grab that. I say, Lord, I ain't going to see it no more. I ain't going to see it no more. Somebody told me the other night, you need to stop ordering prescriptions because you never go pick them up. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes down all my scriptures. He gives me all of my medicine in my room, in his room, wherever I'm at, he give it to me. Amen. Wherever I'm at, he's going to meet me. Amen. He's my doctor. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Come on, y'all. Let's get out of here. Y'all know y'all ready. If you want to praise him, we got to praise him. Come on, we're going to praise him with you. Let's give him one more good praise offering. He may stop by again. He may stop by again. We don't know. Hallelujah. We don't know what he's going to do. He's looking at us to see what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, even you too, sister. You too, sister. Your case ain't a hard case for God. It ain't a hard case for God. It's a light thing, Tina. It's small. It's a small thing. God can do it, can't he? God can do it, can't he? God will do it. He wants to do it. Hallelujah. So if you got to drag, you drag. But you show God that you for real. You show God that, Lord, I'm trusting you all that I know how. I'm trusting you all that I know how to trust you. And God will step in and meet you. You won't have to go all the way. He'll meet you halfway. He'll meet you over halfway. You believe that, Tina? So, Father, we're stretching out today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, asking you, Father God, to heal, God. Deliver us. Make her whole, Father, in the name of this issues, Lord God, that she's dealing with today, God. This is her Egyptian. This is her Egyptian, Lord God. Lord God, these are the Egyptians that's bothering her. Lord, she won't see them no more, God. We believe it, God, that you have, God, done away with them, Lord. And we bless your name for it, God. Now, God, we ask you to give us a strength, Lord, the exercise of faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let her get up and move, God. Faith without works is dead. He can do it, Tina. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. God wants to do it. Because he know you're going to go and tell everybody. You're going to tell everybody. Amen. You're going to tell it. You'll be telling it to the birds. If nobody else will listen, somebody going to listen. Amen. People out there need to know that God is. Amen. He is. So that thing that's bothering you today, you won't see it no more. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it and receive it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Pop our hand. That thing that's been bothering you in your spirit, in your mind, the disobedient spirit, it ain't gonna bother you no more. God has dealt with it and it's gone. You won't see it no more. You got the spirit of obedience in you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You agree with it?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with it? Say, Lord, thank you.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for delivering me.
Thank you for delivering
thank
me.
You for healing me.
Thank you for healing
thank
me.
You for making me a better person. A new creature.
New creature.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Lord, move, God. Oh, we thank you for the word, Lord God. But God, we thank you for a miracle. We thank you, God, for a divine move, God. We thank you for a divine move, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, I know what you can do. I know what you can do. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Our eyes up on you, Lord. Our eyes up on you, Jesus. Our eyes up on you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. For you and your daughter, Carol, you tell her the same thing. You deliver the mess that the thing that's been ailing her, whatever that thing is that's been bothering her, that's in her life, that she won't go on. Tell her God said it's gone.
Okay.
It won't trouble her no
thank
more.
You, Lord.
Everybody got some troubles in
yes,
their life.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Everybody got some issues going on.
Yes,
but God said that issue
okay.
that's been ailing us.
Okay.
God wants to take us to a new ground.
Yes,
Karen, he does.
Yes,
God don't want us to keep on going around the same old
yes,
mountain as if though he's not able to
yes,
deliver.
Yes.
He's able to deliver,
yes, he
ain't
is.
He?
Yep.
He's able. Is God, is he able?
Yes,
he is. He is able.
Yes.
And so you tell her and you, whatever the situation is, Karen,
mm-hmm.
it won't be no more.
Okay.
You won't see those situations no more. You won't
thank
see those problems no more.
Thank you, Lord.
God took them away.
Thank you, Lord.
He's taking them away.
Thank you,
He's taking them away.
Thank you.
He's taking them away. He's thank taking them away. He took mine away.
Thank
he took mine away.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Wonderful service, please.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, he is.
You know, yes, step Lord. Out in the waters.
Yes,
the
Jesus.
High waters. You know. But step on out.
Yes, Lord.
And say, Lord, I believe.
Yes, Lord.
I believe.
Yes.
And,
yes,
and it's going to come. Your body going to say, I'm so glad.
Yes, Lord.
And you're going to be able to sleep. You sleep, but you don't sleep like you should.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And I sleep next to them, so he can't say that. When I come out, I sleep next to y'all bedroom, right? And the Lord gives
thank
me,
you.
And tell me, say, put some prayer in here.
Yes.
Don't look for people.
Yes,
this is your time with God and for you to know God.
Mm-hmm.
He wants all his children, you know, to know him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen. You know, not people. I think people got their mind on man too much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not the point that we're not supposed to respect. Y'all understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying, right?
Yeah.
So let us. This is the time God wants us to know Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know Him like a brother, like a father, like somebody that can help me when I need. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You're gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're gonna change. Because you're quiet. And when, listen, you quiet, when you get up, folk gonna listen. Because you don't say nothing. See, the person that run their mouth all the time like me, you don't hardly listen to them. But when a person like you, God gonna really use you.
Yes, Lord.
I'm gonna be sitting right there to hear it.
Yes,
Amen. I love you, sir. And I think, I know you do. You know why I do? Because I come, when I come, I have the best. I feel like I'm at home.
Thank you.
If you was the kind of person that, you know, but I feel like I'm part of this, your house. You know, I do, and I'm not lying.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't care who they are. It'd be me, if I, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like you love me.
Thank you, Lord.
It's just wonderful to be loved by someone who don't have to love you. You know, I feel you the same way with your mother. Your mother told you the same thing. She appreciated your, come on. Now, I don't know your mother, but I got a sense that the way she is, she probably appreciated the way you think about her and how you took care of her, because that's you. You're a caring type person. You don't want to see nobody hurt, especially people that look old. See me. That's why I'm looking at you now. Amen. I stayed with them, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I was staying with Jackie. I don't stay what? How long have I been there?
1 evening.
I was over there. I'm going to stay with you. I stay with you longer than that.
1 evening this time. She ain't counting all them other times.
God don't use you. God got a place for you. You say, I'm quiet. Uh-uh. You quiet, but the quiet people can hear God. People talk too much. It's like me. I got to go say, Lord, did you say that? And I got to maybe fast on that. You won't have to fast as long as I have to fast. Because my mind runs like a machine. You know what I mean? I said, Lord, did you really say that? Because you ain't going to have it. You're going to hear God. You're going to have a special relationship with God. And I think it's wonderful, don't you?
Amen.
Like
that.
Amen. You know,
that's
it. Yeah. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the church. I thank the Lord for you all praying for me. I know that even though I haven't been here, God is now doing something else with my life. I know that y'all love me.
Amen.
I feel love when I come here, or else I wouldn't come. Mm-hmm. I ain't come around nobody don't care about me. See, you girls, y'all crazy. I ain't going to like no man that don't like me. Move on, brother. Shoot. So God is just good. Amen.
Are we praying? I think, Mama, you still want to pray?
We want to pray?
Yeah. He said he tried to. That's what I was saying. Feel like he couldn't praise the Lord.
Who are we supposed to be praying for?
Well, this whole sermon that God gave me was for you, brother. I wanted to preach it,
then
because
you.
I mean, it's not like it's no secret that I don't know, you know, what he's going through. Yeah. We talk, you know, he shared things with me, and so it behooves me to try to find if that one sheep, Lord, if I can, you know, lift this one sheep up, you know, that'd be great. But who knows who else is for. But I truly believe, brother, you know, that God wanted me to talk to you about this. Because, you know, I felt like when I was up there, you felt like that I was directing some of the things that I was saying towards you. That's how I felt. But anyway, the Lord wants you to rest in him, Brian.
Yes, Lord.
You believe that you're saved.
Yes, Lord.
So you entered that rest, that eternal rest, right? That eternal rest is yours, but you have to enter. We all have to know how to enter the rest that we are here today. You got to rest in him to know that, look, the Egyptians cried out, part of the sermon, they cried out, why are you bringing us out here to kill us? God already done so many things for you. This is just another thing that he's going to do for you to lift him up, to glorify. So you can glorify him, and he drawing you closer and closer to him, Brian. So this thing here too, this stress, this issue that you're facing, circumstance, whatever it may be, condition, whatever, God wanted me to tell you personally. This message was directly for you. It really was. Because you be on my mind. You know, how can somebody be sitting in your presence and you know something? It's like one of my brothers or sisters, you know, I know something going on with, Lord, give me a good word.
That's right.
Heaviness of the heart make it stoop, but a good word make it glad. You know, so God wants you to know, man, that this stress, this issue that you're facing.
Yes, Lord.
Your Egyptian
yes, Lord.
Issue.
Yes.
This one. I ain't saying you ain't going to be stressed again about nothing. But this problem, this issue that you're facing right now, you won't see this one no more.
Amen.
Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Yes.
Don't let that devil man bow your head. If your head is bowed, let it be in reverence of God.
Yes.
You know, if you drop your head, Lord, I'm dropping my head because of you, not him.
Yes.
You look up. If you have to look up, look up. Because your Redeemer draweth nigh.
Yes.
Be encouraged, man. You've entered God's rest. You're saved. God going to give you peace. But you got to have rest, that trust, that faith that God did it before. He going to do it again.
Yes.
You know, that's why I sound like a broken record sometimes. Because stuff happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it keeps happening. But I got to keep verbalizing, keep voicing it. To let God know that, Lord, I trust you.
Yes.
I trust you. I ain't going to sit down on it. And I know you ain't either. You know, so don't let the devil bow you down. And the other thing, don't wait for nobody to come and prophesy to you. You get up and you praise God. You get up and praise God. God speaks to you, like Pastor said. He wants to speak. He wants that relationship. You know, we can talk to you, but I really felt like God was giving me this to preach to you.
Yes, ma'am.
To you alone. And I lift my hand to God. He know I'm not lying.
Thank you.
You know,
yes,
I think about you often. I think about all of you. I really do.
I
think about all of you. But, you know, for some reason, you know, he calls me. He talks to me. Called me on my birthday. He said, I don't want to text you. He said, I feel like this for people that ain't got too much to say. So I called you. And I thank the Lord for him. But be encouraged, man. That stress, you know, you declare, decree it, that you won't see this one no more. I ain't going to see this back pain no more. I believe that. I might see some other stuff, but I ain't this one. Them Egyptians, they saw some more Egyptians, but those Egyptians they didn't see no more. They saw their brothers and sisters. They saw all the ones that didn't come, but those ones that were giving them trouble, no more. If you can believe it. If you can believe it.
Amen.
God is good. Ain't he? And his mercy endure for little. Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else feel like they want to just take another lap or jump, shout, stand on the chair and yell? Anybody? Wait a minute. Is anybody sitting on one of those secret healings? That God did something to you and you didn't tell it? Huh? Tell it. Praise God. We give him glory for that. We give him glory for that. We give him glory. Heavenly Father God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for what you do. We want to thank you for your work, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness, your goodness, Lord God. We thank you for dropping down in this place, God, meeting us, Lord. We praise your name, God. We lift you up. We can't thank you enough. Now, God, we ask that you go with us, Lord God. Continue to watch over us, Father. Protect from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.